If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herndon deal. Chris Herndon. Oh, let's do this Chris Herndon deal. Did I do that already? Sorry, I was doing something else. Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Night People by Lee Dorsey. In honor of anyone going to or staying up to watch tonight's Grizzlies game, we will be Night People tonight.
Yeah, so you're driving there. It's a longer trip downtown for you. You're driving there from Minnesota, I take it.
Yeah, I mean, I broke it up this time. I'm actually somewhere in the middle of Missouri. I'm around St. Louis right now, so I'm heading in this morning. But yeah, so I should be there tonight, barring the unexpected.
All right, before I get to tonight's game, I wanted to talk about the Luka thing last night. I just have a hard time thinking of a worse trade ever. is there a worse trade ever, Chris?
I mean, I don't. You want to ask the ever questions, and I just don't have the list in my head of the all-time worst trades.
I know.
So it's a very bad trade that happened very recently, and so it seems like the worst trade ever. I don't know, like Babe Ruth was kind of bad.
Yeah, my theory was this, though.
That's a well-known one.
My theory is this. Babe Ruth, they knew what they were doing. Like, they traded him for money because they wanted to finance their Broadway show, right? Like, so, of course,
right.
It was a bad baseball trade. It wasn't really the point. It was to stage no-no in the net was the point. Here,
right.
Nico thought he was smarter than everybody else. Like, there's no, and if you're the Bucks and you trade... And you trade Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Lakers, well, you had to. And there's lots of bad trades. I mean, hell. Garden variety bad trade. Look at the Suns, you know?
That's the public story, and that might be the true story. I mean, I don't know. There are other theories out there that sort of cover for ownership stuff or whatever. I don't know. They were also looking at like a Supermax for Luka and not believing in his, like, long-term, you know, health or whatever.
Right.
And so I don't know. Like, it looks, it's very bad, obviously, and it's to me compounded by. It's not just that they decided to hit the eject button on Luka. Is that their plan for what they were going to do instead of that was not a good plan,
right?
To base a team on an older injury prone Anthony Davis and an older, like, you know, guys have injury histories who are older in Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving and like. Think they were going to be a title team in the next 2 years, and it was just, I mean, the front end was bad, the decision to trade Luka, and the idea of what your alternative path was even compounded the badness of it.
I guess I tend to believe, and who I don't know, of course, I tend to believe that they didn't want to give him a Supermax because they didn't believe in him long term. I think that's probably, that seems like the most plausible, or like at least a plausible explanation for it. It also seems totally crazy to me.
Right.
I don't know how you, And I literally don't know if you are a Mavs fan how you get over this, or when you do.
Even on a Supermax, it would have to take a particularly bad turn for Luka to not have positive trade value if you wanted to get off of him at some point after you do the deal, right?
Yeah. And so whatever, you can fire him, or you can fire Nico, or you could whatever. I literally don't know how you get over this, unless, and I'm not wishing for it, something like Luka is bad. Like if Luka becomes bad for some reason, or blows out a knee or something, then you probably lament it less. I guess if you quote unquote win a championship, but there's no prospect. That's not coming around anytime soon.
There's no good answer to this. But what the Mavericks need to do from a basketball perspective, I think, is to just hit the detonation button and blow it all up and start over. And you can't blow up the owner like the owner has to choose to do. They choose to sell the team. So, but short of that, I would like the whole thing. I would start over with. I'd trade Anthony Davis for whatever I could get. Does anyone want Klay Thompson? You know, you do front office. Just say, we messed up. We're starting from scratch. We have Derek Lively. We've got Max Christie, and we're trading whatever we can for other draft picks, and we're starting over. And this is a great market, and we'll be able to rebuild it. To me, there's more hope in that than sticking with what you got.
I think the other part about the trade that I know it's not top of mind because we're just talking the basketball. But the other reason why this thing should be considered the worst trade ever is you completely killed your fan base.
Right. Yeah, I just don't understand how, in that scenario with Chris offers, which probably is the best one, you're still, for the next 15 years, looking wistfully over at Los Angeles. Like, it just, you hate yourself. You hate your own team.
But that's done. You can't undo that.
I know.
And so, it is what it is.
Should the Suns, by the way, are now formally out of playoff contention, and Kevin Durant did not play, so he is not going to hit 65 games. Was when you were doing your Jaren Jackson Jr., you believe he will be third team All-NBA most likely, although here, whatever. Where was Kevin Durant in your figurings there?
He was below Jaren in consideration, so okay. I don't think that's really a factor. Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't really help. Should they also blow it up?
I think so, and I'm not generally Mr. Everything. You need to blow up everything all the time because I believe in the value of just being good. But these teams aren't good. And I don't see, as good as Devin Booker is or was until very recently, it's hard to see a path at his age to turn it around enough to make it worth keeping him. And he's not like Dirk in Dallas. He's not like that revered figure in your franchise either. And so I think the best case scenario there, the best path there is probably to blow it up. But I just don't know if that owner has not had his come to Jesus yet about being willing to do stuff like that.
And I mean, speaking of bad trades, there's nothing quite as egregious, but they just had a very good team, 3 years ago, 64-18.
They were in the NBA Finals.
And they were in the NBA Finals, and they weren't... I mean, Chris Paul was old, but that's about all they had that was old. And so they...
Mikal Bridges, Cameron Johnson, DeAndre Ayton. And I know Ayton has sort of fallen off since then, but, I don't know. If you had Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, and Cameron Johnson, you could build a pretty good team off of that at this point, maybe.
So they traded four unprotected firsts and Bridges for Durant. And then, of course, they go and get Beal, which is a disaster, right? It's one thing after another.
The Beal thing is particularly egregious because you're just duplicating what you already have in Booker and Durant. That was not the right kind. That was just chasing a name. That was not the right kind of move. You know, your sort of final move to put the winning team around Booker and Durant was not trading for Bradley Beal.
There you go. All right, Grizzlies tonight. I had it wrong, by the way. I know you're locked into the gambling lines. I had the Grizzlies at one point that they were favored by a point. They're not. They're underdogs, 2.5. Jeffrey, is that what you is the last thing you saw? To the Timberwolves. What do you make of tonight's contest?
You know, I mean, I think it's a toss-up kind of game, definitely. The Grizzlies have just been so... It's sort of a weird thing with the Grizzlies where they've reached this point where you got the big three all healthy. and you've got Edie like turning a corner and looking good, but then everything else has just gotten so shaky. The Brandon Clark and Jalen Wells losing both on, you know, following, you know, punting Marcus Smart and Jake LaRavia. You've taken a team that was really deep early in the season, and then like you took four rotation level players away with like basically nothing in return, and like that makes the rest of the roster really shaky. And so, I mean, Minnesota's not deep either, but like there are fewer like individual player questions for them in terms of who they're putting in a rotation. And so there's a real question of like, do the Grizzlies have enough support around like those four guys? And tonight will be a test of that.
Was it literally the last Timberwolves game that ended with Brandon Clark making the defensive play on the switch? Like,
I can't remember which one came first and which one came second, but the game where Ja hit the two crazy shots at the very end was the game in Minnesota, and I was there for that. And I think maybe they played in Memphis after that. But I think the game you're talking about was the same. I think the same game even in Minnesota.
So is it Vince on it? Like, how do they handle Anthony Edwards?
Well, I think Vince Williams will start, I'm going to assume. He started the second half after Wells went out. I think that's the logical decision. I think he will get the opening assignment on Anthony Edwards. And I just think, based on your options and based on physical matchups, I think Lamar Stevens is a guy who probably should be in the rotation tonight and get a lot of time on Anthony Edwards. He is the strength for it, the strength and the length. Like, he's a good – I mean, he obviously he was not even in the NBA for most of the season, so from a player quality standpoint, he's marginal. But from a physical capability standpoint, he's probably the best physical matchup you have for Anthony Edwards.
You told a nice story about in the column you did, Jalen Wells, and the Timberwolves involved were this story. Tell the people, they can read your column, but tell the people about this interaction in the locker room with Jalen Wells.
This is from that same game, and I just stuck it in my back pocket and figured, like, you know, this was all on the record, but I'm not going to use it tonight. It's the kind of thing that people could take the wrong way. I tried to present it in a way that people would not take it the wrong way.
Right.
But I just sort of stuck it in my back pocket, figured at some point in the season I would pull it out, and this was sort of the last chance for that. So before the game, one of the things I've been looking at with Jalen Wells is, because there was a lot of talk about what he'd done defensively at that point in the season, like shutting down or hounding all of these top scorers. And I'd gone deeper into the matchups, and what I had seen was he was having more success scaling down against the littler guards, and he was struggling more against the more physical guys, which, you know, as a rookie sort of makes sense. And I asked Taylor Jenkins about that before the game, and I was surprised at how much Taylor Jenkins sort of picked up what I was putting down. I basically confirmed that and said, yeah, like he without even me really leading the question, said, yeah, you know, he's done better against these smaller guards. The physical guys have been a little bit of more of a challenge, I probably is what Taylor Jenkins said, not a struggle. But tonight will be a good test for him. And then he goes into the game. You know, plays a great game defensively against Anthony Edwards. Edwards has sort of a subpar night. And then in the locker room afterward, I just asked him about, you know, what was it like guarding, you know, a more physical guy like Anthony Edwards? This is Jalen Wells. And he says, yeah, you know, he's probably the strongest guy I've guarded this season. And Desmond Bane, who was sitting two seats over, looked up at him, sort of raised his eyebrows and said, hey, didn't you guard LeBron? and then Wells, like, just not even really thinking about it, not trying to be brash or anything, just matter of fact says, yeah, but he's not as athletic. He's slower. And then Jake LaRavia was standing up next to Jalen Wells, and I noticed Jake and Des looked at each other and sort of raised their eyebrows and tried not to laugh, like, oh, listen to this rookie. He's getting in trouble now. And, like, Wells picked up on that vibe from them and just said, like, well, he is, right? Right? You know, he was just talking about the characteristics of basketball players.
Right,
he was not swayed by their reputations.
This was not a Dylan Brooks, let's kick LeBron, whatever.
He was not trying to poke the bear.
He was not trying to poke the bear. God, I miss him already. it's really staggering. You miss these two, you're two of your very best defensive players here now as you head into the playoffs. So we will.
Well, again, on top of the Smart LaRavia, who were like for all the problems of Marcus Smart in terms of health and offense, which were both big problems, he was still good defensively, And so, yeah, there's a lot of defensive talent was sucked out of the roster for different times in different ways.
Laravia would be very helpful tonight. Let's be clear. So, all right. So you said yesterday when we talked about this, as we were looking at the other teams that would be playing, you said, you know, there's four games. One of them's going to lose. And sure enough.
And they did.
And one did.
Not the one I expected. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you feel about how'd you feel about that one being the one? It was San Antonio beating the Warriors. Harrison Barnes, it was a night for revenge last night. Traded players. Harrison Barnes hits the three-pointer and lifts San Antonio over the Warriors.
I thought that was maybe the least likely. I mean, maybe Houston also, since they were in L.A. and they were sitting all their guys. But, like, I certainly thought the Nuggets one was more likely, or even, maybe even the Lakers than that.
Right.
But Grizzlies will take it. It's all such a muddle that, obviously, that loss helps the Grizzlies, but it's not crystal clear, like, how much, like, how it helps and how much. It's still a total muddle. And the Grizzlies just got to, like, focus on winning their own games, and then the rest will sort of take care of itself. There's also a thing where there's, like, two different tracks here. There's where the Grizzlies are going to finish, and then there's who the Grizzlies are going to face, you know, based upon where they finish. And, like, those are two different things. And so it's pretty complicated in terms of what you want. So just make it easy and just, like, you know, try to win.
So let's take that. Are the Lakers looking likely for sixth at this point, even – yeah, the Lakers are looking likely for third. I'm sorry. So if you're sixth,
third, yeah.
if you're sixth, you're gonna get the Lakers. If you're fifth, you're gonna get. We don't know. It depends.
The Clippers are looking pretty good right now.
Right, it could be the Clippers.
The Clippers are looking pretty good right now. The Clippers could get up to third. The Clippers is the matchup I like the least. Not only for the Grizzlies, but just generally. I did some research I was going to write about this week, and then the Taylor Wells injury sort of scuttled that because it made the Grizzlies portion of it irrelevant. But I've been looking at if you look at the net ratings, the performance full season for teams, but then if you look at only the projected playoff rotations, and so you're not using Anthony Davis minutes for the Lakers, and you're not using, you know, whatever, right? You're only looking at who's going to play in the playoffs. The number one net rating using projected playoff rotations in the West is not Oklahoma City. They're second. Number one is the Clippers.
Wow.
I think the Clippers are, again, can Kawhi Leonard be healthy for three full playoff series? That's a question. But if that team, if the team they're putting on the floor over the last month stays on the floor throughout the playoffs, I still think Oklahoma City to win the West, but I think the next best team is probably the Clippers.
There's also nothing fun about it, you know. The Lakers and Warriors are at least high profile, glamour, fun. We sort of have something going with you're not going to end up playing Minnesota, but there's something going with Minnesota, and you can talk yourself into the fact you could beat Minnesota. Denver would be new, but also the greatest player in the world. Like it would, that's something fun about that. And they also look slightly vulnerable. They fired their coach. You got you had a matchup of the two fired coaches franchises. That would be sort of fun. Right. There's nothing fun about the Clippers.
No, that's the one I want the least for all. You go and travel in it too. Like if I end up traveling, in every possible way, that's the matchup I want the least. Which means that's the one that we're probably going to get.
Yeah. Okay. Last thing. I was listening to the show that comes on before mine. We played this earlier. They were talking about the Ja grenade thing, which you wrote about yesterday. I'll let people read what you had to say about
it. Apparently, Ja had an alternate explanation for it. So, whatever.
What was his alternate?
It was a water balloon.
No, it was like I'm taking worry. Wasn't pulling a plug on the piano on the grave. He was pulling words out of his mouth. He was throwing the words away, and he was not listening to people's responses. Which to me, that kind of works too.
That's creative as well. Yes,
I say prove it wrong.
Right, prove it wrong. That's a grenade. Right, exactly. But apart from that, they were on. This is the kind of thing you hear a lot. The Grizzlies need, and it was Chris Canty, who's a former football player, who's on the show before mine, and he said they need a fire breather to be the head coach next year. Someone who will hold Ja accountable. And that's, you hear that a lot, like some version of that a lot. What do you make of what you need as the next coach for the Grizzlies and Ja Morant in particular?
Well, to me, it's a very important question, and to me, it's a real mystery box of like what kind of personality is going to get the best out of Ja Morant. I mean, my instinct tends to be that they've probably coddled Ja too much over the years, and probably a little bit more discipline might be good. There's also risk in that, and so I mean, I'm not there internally enough to like
right.
declare what the answer is, but I think it's a very, very important question and one that like the organization needs to take very seriously. But I don't know what the answer is. I think it's a valid question, but yeah. I can't pretend to have the answer.
And to the extent you would want someone who would, you don't just someone who's going to lay down the law, because you want someone who would connect with Ja such that when they do lay down the law, they want to be on the right side of the law, right? I mean, that's the point.
Right.
Anyone
that's
can come in and yep. set up arbitrary rules and get mad if you violate them. The other assumption is that, and I'm not weighing in on this one way or another, that Tomas Isalo is not I have no idea. Just because he's Finnish doesn't mean European doesn't mean he's not, you know, a hold accountable guy. I don't know him either, really, from that perspective. He doesn't come from the mean streets, so he's not, you know, he's not going to relate to him the way Derrick Rose did, pretty clearly. But, I think we make assumptions about how people might coach. Go ahead. Anyway, thoughts on all that?
I don't know. I felt like Jenkins was felt a little bit too cowed by Ja, at least publicly. And that's sort of what I don't want.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you have to, if you need a Lionel Hollins. Like, this is a quote from Lionel Hollins. It's not me characterizing Lionel. It's him characterizing himself. I don't know if you need to, like, I'll put a boot in their ass.
Right.
Immediately, you know, Lionel said that. Like, that. How do you manage Zach Randolph? I'll put a boot in his ass. Like Lionel said that. So I don't know if that's what you need. But also, I don't think you necessarily need, like, a coach, you know, doing dances with Ja on the sideline either. And so, I don't know. I don't know the answer, but it is right. a very important question and one the organization needs to tackle.
It's also a little different to put a boot in Zach's ass than Ja's ass because their stature, where they are in their careers, when they got here, all of that. You know, Zach
right.
had kicked around from team to team to team to team. Ja, if you put the wrong boot in his ass, like, whatever, and he suddenly wants to be in Orlando, that doesn't help. So
right. Well, this is why it's such a complicated thing. You want to manage Ja correctly to get the best out of him, and part of doing that is having him on your team and having him continue to be on your team, right?
Right.
And so it's a delicate proposition, but, like, you know, that's why Zach Kleiman and his staff get paid the big bucks, and Robert Pera has the big bucks, and
yes.
that's something for them to entertain.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Drive safe. Appreciate it. Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You can read the piece that he wrote. It's up there at the Daily Memphian. He will be covering the game along with Drew Hill tonight. 8:30 tip, Grizzlies and Timberwolves. Massive game. We are giving away 4 tickets to the game. They're upstairs. I'm going to be completely honest with you. They're upstairs, but you're in the house. Massive game. What you have to do is be Righter Than Right. That's my colleague, Jeffrey Wright. 445-0929, 445-0929 is the phone number. We'll take caller number 4. Kevin Cerrito will join the show. We will do that next. Before that, I will tell you that if you want to have something framed, you know by now, the Frame Corner is the place to go. 5035 Park Avenue. I am starting to, reliably now, I started talking about the Frame Corner, and now I get people who've been, used it, and out of the blue, just contact me and say how fantastic their experience is. So whatever you need framed, custom frame, you can buy a frame from them too. But if you have something that needs custom framing, that is the place to go. They've been doing it for 50 years. 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Again, the phone number is 445-0929. We'll take caller number 4, Righter Than Right Trivia. When we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Kevin Cerrito, the impresario of fun and games here in Memphis, Tennessee. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Good morning to you and everybody. I mean, the weather is finally acting right, so I'm excited about that.
But isn't more storms on the way? Didn't we hear that, Jeffrey?
Seen North Mississippi. I assume that includes us as well. But
I'm worried you're jinxing this, Kevin.
No, I'm not. I mean, we've got maybe an hour. We'll have rain this afternoon. Maybe okay. You know, it's not as four straight days.
What I saw was a story in the Daily Memphian about how the Mississippi River is high, and if it continues to rain, there will be no places for the water to go.
We are under a flood warning.
And so, we got some flood problems. But what the hell do I know? Do I look like Chelsea Chandler to you? No.
Well, not to me.
No. I decidedly do not. Anyway. So fun and games are on, despite you're not going to be held up by the weather. I guess that's what you mean.
Hopefully not. We had a lot of tweaks to the schedule last week, but I'll be out at Laughlin Yard tonight. We've got Bring Your Dog to Bingo tonight, so bring your dog on out there and have some fun with us at Laughlin Yard, playing some music, bingo. One of the best places in Memphis to be when the weather is nice is Laughlin Yard, even when it's not nice, because the food there is awesome. We've announced some trivia themed rounds coming up, because we've been announcing in advance some rounds. Not only can you get your hints right here, we preview some questions on the Jeff Calkins Show, but we do reveal some rounds as well. We've got Lord of the Rings round happening tonight. We have a round about The Office next Thursday. We have a pro wrestling round coming up, a Star Wars round coming up. You're going to see all of that at Cerrito Entertainment. Com, and make sure you subscribe to our free newsletter because they find out first on what the upcoming special themed rounds are going to be.
All right, who do we have, Jeffrey? I'm going to turn things over to Kevin.
Jeff, we welcome Metsor and Cordova to the program. Metsor, good luck.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
All right. Best of luck. Kevin, it's all yours.
Okay.
We're playing for Grizz tickets today, Jeffrey?
Grizz tickets, four.
All right. For tonight?
For tonight.
All right. Yes. A big game tonight. Big game at FedEx Forum. All right. We're going to start with your course. You have to choose between two categories. Whatever you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. If you miss a question at some point during the game, he can steal from you and vice versa to get an extra point as we go along. As I mentioned at the top, we have some special themed rounds of trivia coming up tonight. We have Lord of the Rings next Thursday, The Office. I'm going to give you the choice of Lord of the Rings or The Office to start today.
Oh, wow. I'll try The Office.
What character on The Office has the same first name and last name as the person who portrays them?
All I know is the first name. I believe it's Steve. Is that correct? I could be wrong. Steve?
That is not correct. Jeffrey, do you want to steal at the start of the game here?
Do I have to say first and last name, or can I say the character's name?
I'll accept the character's name. I don't need the same first and last name.
All right, I'm going to steal. I'm going to say it's Creed.
It is Creed. Creed Bratton is, in fact, the character on The Office who uses the same first and last name. Jeffrey gets a point. We're going to
Is Creed Bratton, and that's the character's name as well.
Maybe you can tell.
Yeah, rarely do you hear the last name on the show, if at all, but that is the character's.
All right, Jeffrey takes the lead and has control of the board.
Lord of the Rings, yay.
What character in Lord of the Rings defeated a Balrog and was the bearer of the Ring of Fire?
I don't think we're going to be having a steal.
All right, one more time. Hint that I need. Yeah.
Looking for a character in Lord of the Rings that defeated a Balrog and was the bearer of the Ring of Fire.
I'm going to say Sauron.
That is incorrect. I'm guessing we're not going to steal, right? We're going to move along with the answer.
Metsor, do you want to steal?
No steal.
Yeah, the chortling alerted me to the fact that it seemed unlikely. It's 1-0, and back to
Metsor. Oh, I bet I know it.
What is it?
Gandalf.
Is it Gandalf?
It is Gandalf. Yeah. We're looking for Gandalf. So there you go. All right, moving on to America. You want to go America or around the world?
Is it my turn? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you get to pick.
Yes, it is.
America.
America, what U.S. military decoration is given to service members who are wounded or killed in combat?
The Purple Heart.
Purple Heart is correct. We've got a point.
Nailed it. Ties it up.
No hesitation there.
No hesitation.
Yes, Jeffrey, we're going around the world for you. The wedding scene in Crazy Rich Asians takes place in what country? One of the most expensive places to live in the whole world.
So the city?
You said country.
We're looking for the country in which the wedding scene in Crazy Rich Asians takes place. It's one of the most expensive places to live in the world.
Never seen it. I'm going to guess Dubai, so that'd be the United Arab Emirates.
I think that's incorrect.
That is incorrect. Do we have you want to
Metsor, you got this one?
You
want to steal?
I'll try to steal.
Go ahead.
I'll say Paris.
No.
Paris
isn't a country. I'm saying Singapore.
France. I was going to say France.
You're saying France.
Singapore.
I'm saying Singapore.
Calkins gets a point.
Nails it. I only speak up when I know the answer. That's the rule to Jeff Calkins on this thing. Okay, it's 1-1-1.
How much are you wagering?
I've lost track. Are we back to Metsor now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, we're going to go to fashion or fun and games. Fashion or fun and games.
Wow. Fun and games.
Fun games. Both, so both Van Morrison and Jesse J have had songs simply named after what type of game piece? Both Van Morrison and Jesse J have both had songs named after what type of game piece?
Not the game, but the game piece.
Yeah, well, it's similar. Yeah, it's a piece, or it might be a game itself.
Chess.
That is incorrect. Jeffrey, you have stolen already, right?
I've already stolen.
Yeah, so we're looking for a domino. Domino.
Of course.
Of course. Domino.
Fashion.
Still 1-1-1-1 yes, over Jeffrey in fashion. Yeah.
All right. Last week, we had a question about 23andMe going bankrupt. It's not the only company in trouble. Founded 41 years ago and finally coming to terms with its true age, what fashion brand store filed for bankruptcy a second time in March? It's a fashion store filed for bankruptcy for a second time in March.
All right. I think I know this one. Forever 21.
That is correct. Okay. Forever.
Nailed it. Nailed 21. It. As predicted. Jeffrey in fashion.
The Pepper Gals love Forever 21.
over to Mentor. 2-1. Is this around science three? Or math? Up to?
I think it's science
or
four.
Math. Is this four? Science or math?
I'm sorry.
This is the last question last before question the finals. Here. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Science.
Okay.
Science. What is the name of that bone in your arm that has the bicep on one side of it and the triceps on the other side?
The tricep on one side and the bicep on the name of the bone?
Yeah, the bone.
Yes.
The bone right between the arm. Shoulder and the elbow. That's that bone. The bone between the shoulder and the elbow. Yeah.
The clavicle?
It wouldn't be the clavicle.
Okay.
I don't think, anyway.
Kevin?
I don't want to.
I got no clue.
I broke my clavicle once, and that's not where it was located on me.
Funny bone?
You can't steal, Jeffrey.
I'm waiting on Kevin, because I got no idea.
Kevin?
Well, I was waiting to see if Calkins had a guess.
No, I have no guess.
He's on a roll today. No guess. All right, humorous. We're looking for the humorous.
Humorous. Humorous.
Humorous.
Of course.
All right, over to Jeffrey. Yes.
Math, Jeffrey, when laying on its flattest side, what 2D geometric shape does a speed square look like? When laying on its flattest side, what 2D geometric shape does a speed square look like?
Maybe Bruce would know. Your math teacher.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty good in geometry. All right, a speed square.
I was terrible.
I'm going to say a triangle.
You're going to say the correct answer.
Nailed it.
Point. Right. What?
Wow. Just instinctively. He's just instinctively. Wow. That's the right answer. 3-1. Metro, we're up to the final round. You want to wager your 1 point, I take it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Jeffrey's also wagering one. Here we go, Kevin.
All right, your final category today is everybody loves alliteration. Of course, everybody loves alliteration. So your answers are going to be answers that are alliteration. You want A or B?
I'll take B. I made most of those in high school and college. I'll take a B.
B's get degrees, right, baby.
That's a good
you don't ruin the curve either.
Question B. What 2000s TV show was based on the show American Robot Wars and chance viewers with a bout after bout of hot metal on metal action.
I know this.
Oh, okay. Okay. Course, this is, what 2000 show was based on American Robot Wars?
Yes, and TV it show has features metal on metal action. The metal answer is alliteration.
My wife's a high school English teacher. Alliteration. Alliteration. I don't know. I can't even guess. I don't know.
Battle no bots, baby.
Battle bots is the correct
battle
answer.
Battle bots is correct, yes.
No steal available. We do play to the whistle, the echo of the whistle here, or people get mad. So we'll get Jeffrey's last question just so he can pat his lead.
Right, to the closing bell, you could say here. You know, I guess nothing can happen. Yeah, we're closing down today. We're just going to be the stock market's not going back up in this game. What nickname was given to Falcon Heen after a 2009 hoax in which his parents claimed he was trapped in a flying homemade contraption?
Oh, okay. Ooh, God. Two. All right. Bubble Boy was the movie. Balloon Boy, final answer.
Balloon Boy is correct. Way to pause and think about it.
All right, so now here's
Balloon
the thing.
Boy.
Jeffrey has won again, but Claire has weighed in. She's driving to work.
Yes.
And she thinks correctly, Jeffrey has won. There's no question about that. But the question is, looking back, the question about the bone, Mettor said the funny bone. That is the humorous. It is the funny bone, isn't it? Isn't it the same? So shouldn't we have given him a point? Which he then squandered because he lost. He would have lost in the finals anyway. But shouldn't we acknowledge that he maybe should have gotten the point for the bone?
We should be about moral victories.
We should. I think it was closer than we thought. Kevin, what's your view of this? He said funny bone.
This is interesting. You are, I mean, you're official scorekeeper, and you do consult.
Well, I'm
for
also
the answer.
A husband, and my wife is weighing in from the road, and I, you know,
according to the ASSH, the funny bone is neither funny nor a bone.
So no credit. The humorous is not the funny bone. It seems like they seem
the
like
source
related.
Of pain when someone
humorous.
Hits their funny bone is actually related to a nerve on the inside of the elbow. That's the ulnar
that's
nerve.
That's the funny bone.
Yeah.
So the funny bone is.
But it's not even. Yeah, it's a
it's
nerve.
Not even
it's a
the
funny
thing.
Nerve.
All right. Never mind.
All right.
We'll have to work this out later.
It wasn't a bad guess. I'll give them that.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for playing. Jeffrey, are you going
to
give me
tickets? Yeah, absolutely. Right. The tickets will come to you. We'll probably be contacting you right after the show.
Okay, you got his number.
Okay.
Ticket. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Kevin, how do people figure out where you're going to be?
Well, go to CerritoEntertainment.com. You can find the full schedule of where we're at tonight. You'll hear one or more of these questions tonight, so you'll have a huge advantage for being a loyal listener here to the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 ESPN.
We got to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeffrey, I hear the music. What's happening in the Masters, though? Give us a little bit of an update before we go.
Jeff, we have Aaron Rye currently 4-under through 10 holes. Steven Yeager played at Chattanooga. Baylor also tied at 4-under. Scottie Scheffler 2-under through 6. He's tied with Joaquin Neiman and Tyrrell Hatton.
You said Jack Nicklaus was weeping on the golf channel?
Jack Nicklaus is on the golf channel course right now. I don't know what the conversation was, but we had him in tears.
He's 85 years old.
85.
I heard he was looking old with the ceremonial tee shot, but that's because he is.
I think the problem is he's always next to Gary Player.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Bobby Marks is going to join their program today. Cobb will be with me today on Jeff Wright and Company. Eric Hasseltine and Jason Smith will join us. Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for an hour. Work is done.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.